Today on Selling Homes with Silas, we're talking about marketing your home. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Selling Homes with Silas. I am your host, Silas Lindenstein. Thank you for joining me today. If this is your first time tuning into the program, my name is Silas Lindenstein. I am a real estate agent in the Seattle, Washington area, but even if you don't live in Seattle, this podcast is still for you. This podcast is all about educating and empowering home sellers all across the nation. This show does have a focus on the selling perspective, though we will talk about some buying things in here. But the selling perspective, if you are looking for a podcast about buying a home, I do have another one called You're Buying a Home with Silas Lindenstein, and you can check that one out, and that focuses on that. But if you want to sell it, if you're looking to sell, this one's for you. We're going to do it here. We're teaching you how to make the most money possible with the least amount of investment. And we're just going to, we're going to do that. Also, if you are interested, I do have an ebook, a PDF. It's free. If you want me to send that to you, it's the ultimate guide for selling your home. Just send me an email at silas@silasgetsreal.com. And I will email that out to you. Just tell me what area you're in, so I know. I like to keep track. And also, if you have decided that you would like to try to sell your home with an agent in your area, if you're in Seattle, love to help you. If you're in the greater Seattle area, I can help you with that. But if you are outside but looking for an agent that in your area that you want to get hooked up with, I have a list all over the nation. You'd be surprised where I have agents that I'm connected in a network of sorts that I refer buyers and people looking to sell homes all the time. So if you want one, message me what city you're from and I'll see if I got somebody for you. And if I don't, actually, I kind of go through some people. And I figure out who's really good and who's a talker and a yapper. But I can send you some qualified one. I have ways to find out who's good and who's not. So let me know. I'll tell you what I got. Again, silas@silasgetsreal.com. But today's episode number 4, it's all about marketing your home. That's what we're going to talk about today. And it kind of depends a bit. Well, it depends if you are somebody that's planned to go through an agent already, or if you, if you're an agent already, they're going to take care of it for you. So, it's good to know what they're going to do, but, and I guess if you're interviewing, you can ask them what they're going to be doing. But I'm going to talk to you also in case you're trying to sell this on your own, which some people are trying now. Because there's some things you really need to know when you try to sell. And agents will tell you these, and it's real. And look, I'm not getting your business, right? You're listening to the podcast. So I'm telling you the truth. Whether you like it or not. But I'll tell you, the number one thing on marketing your home is you want to make sure that you have pictures. You need great, great pictures. And you might say, my uncle takes really good pictures. He's a big bird photographer, loves them. That's great. That is wonderful that they know how to do that. But there is a specialty to real estate photography. Besides someone that can walk in and take pictures fast, knows a setup, has the eye for the detail to make sure there's not anything left in the shot that shouldn't be. They know how to, they have special wide angle lenses and they usually use HDR, which if you're not familiar, it's taking a high, low and a middle and putting them together to make sure, an overexposed and underexposed and a middle grade one and putting them together to get the best picture possible. And they just do it all the time and they know what people like. And I just highly recommend that. It's not a lot of money, depending on where you are. It may be, anywhere from $150 to $300 to start for just basic pictures. then, of course, if you have a lot of property or there's something interesting around you, you might want to consider getting a drone or hiring a drone operator to take some aerials of your area, some aerial video. You could do some picture video, especially now, especially with COVID going on right now. I don't know when you're listening to this, maybe in a couple of years and doesn't matter. But right now we're in the midst of COVID and a lot of stuff is being done virtual. So videos are very helpful. And even if you can get those Matterport is a company or a type of camera that goes in and does 3D. So when you go to those websites and you press like, oh, so as if you're walking through the house, that's great. And myself, for my own clients, when it's a good house, we take that extra level and have it done in 3D. Well, 3D so that it's a little extra expense, but I can get it made so that you can be in a VR, like an Oculus or PlayStation VR. You go to the web link and I can see, I can stand in the house as if I'm standing in the house with this virtual reality headset. And that's terrific when people are out of state or international buyers or something, and they can really just look at a house and feel like they're in it. And you get the perspective more than just being on a computer. So that's like just an extra step up. With me, people get all those things, right? So as much as you can do is great, because I'll tell you, 95% now of homes that are sold, the people first discovered them online. So your pictures are hugely important. Now, if you're with an agent, you're going to get on the local MLS. It's the multiple listing service. They're going to put you on there. And that gets it fed out to all the agents in your area. Anyone can look on there, and then it gets sent out to all the different, like Redfin or even Zillow, that's where they'll pick it up, and the different firms. Anyone looking for a home will now be able to go look at it. And that gets the best reach. Now, here's the tricky part. If you're with an agent, I recommend it for sure. Now, I know there's these brokerages that will, for a fee, put you on the MLS. It's an MLS only thing. That's good. It gets it out. But here's just the truth that we don't want to discuss too much. 70% of homes that start off for sale by owner end up listing with an agent. Okay. And so here's the problem. And this isn't because you could have listed with an agent to begin with, but if you didn't, and you end up on the MLS, the second you're on there, they start counting the days. If in a month or 2 months you decide, you know what, this is too much or whatever, it's not selling, I need a real estate professional to do this, and then they list it, it's still there. It just switched agencies. So it doesn't start over in the count. So already you're starting with it being on the day's market 60 days. And the longer something is on the market, the more people think there's something wrong with it. Like obviously the first couple of weeks, fine. But when it's been a couple months, and if you're in a hot area and it hasn't been on, you know, a lot of people just ignore it, won't even go look at it because they think there's something wrong. They're not going to notice the brokerage change. So I'd advise, if you are going for that for sale by owner aspect, maybe just try to do some marketing on your own that doesn't include the MLS. I mean, you're doing it on your own anyway, right? That's what you're trying to do. So, you can put your house for sale up on Zillow on your own without being on the MLS, on another site called Trulio, which is owned by Zillow. So bam, bam, that's two right there. But if you have those nice pictures and put in there, and also here's another thing, if you're on the MLS, you're going to have to offer a compensation to that buyer's agent anyway. Like you kind of have to, if you're putting it on there. There's rules about, I guess you don't have to in some areas, but the thing is agents don't have to take, if you're not offering compensation, the percentage, agents don't necessarily have to show the home. Depending on the area, or if or if you're offering a low commission and that agent has a signed contract with someone saying that they can say like, look, I don't want you. If they're going to have to pay for anyone offering below a certain percent, like 2.5%, they're going to have to pay the difference. They can tell the agent, I don't want to see any homes where I'm going to have to pay any part of the commission. That's just how it is. I mean, if you want agents to come look at the house, I mean, that's part of marketing. You got to offer, there has to be money offered for them. That's their incentive. It's how they make a living, right? So you got to offer it. And, you know, I can't tell you how much, but typically in my area, what I see a lot of is 2.5% and 3%. That's mostly, occasionally a 2%. Sometimes they have to, I've had buyers had to pay, you know, extra. And then I've seen some flat fees, and those, honestly, those end up sitting on the market and end up listing normally later anyway. You end up losing the money in other ways. So you want to get, the way to get the most offers for your house, and the most offers means it starts going up the highest amount, you have to get the most people in the house as possible. And that's why going with an agent usually works best for everybody mathematically, is that'll get the most people in. Of course, you want to put a sign out front. I know some people are like, oh, I don't want to do that because I don't want people to know much about my business. But are you trying to sell it or not? If you're not putting a sign out front with nice flyers in there, like, you better have an agent that can list it somewhere, because that, you know, can do that. I normally would say open houses, if you're not with an agent. Boy, I stuttered there a lot. If you're not with an agent, you need open houses, just so people have a chance to come and see, and it's not you scheduling odd times so much. If you are with an agent, truthfully, most of the time they're gonna, the person who ends up buying the home doesn't necessarily come through on an open house. Open houses are often just for, in a normal situation, they're for an agent to meet future clients most often. There's some like 5 to 10% of people who discovered a house because of the open house end up buying it. So that's not as big of a deal. I think there's a lot of convenience to it. Sometimes I recommend my sellers to, if they're going to still live there, let me do an open house on Saturday and Sunday. Take your dog, get everything, go away for the weekend so everyone can see it. And if they can't do that, then we need at least do some open houses that we can have a couple hours each day away. And then get you a nice big offer on Monday. And then, social media, word of mouth. I mean, I know lots of people who've sold homes because they just posted it online and said, hey, we're trying to sell our house, we're going to put it on the market unless we can find somebody. And then they find a friend of a friend that's looking for a home. And, you know, off-market sales happen. They do happen. So you can always try. Can't say top dollar. Usually people doing that are looking for a deal of some sorts. Now, like, I know you've seen signs that say we buy ugly houses or pay cash for it. Now, those are flippers. Those are people looking to buy your house and flip it around, typically. Those aren't necessarily a good way to spend your time. You might as well try. You can try and see what they got. But a house is always does best when the free market has a crack at it. You put it up for a weekend and see how many people go for it. If you don't want all the headache and just want to sell it, you know, you can sell it directly to friends. You can find those people that are going to lowball you. But I mean, I guess if it makes you happy in the end and you got how much money you wanted, hey, that's what wins. But if you want to get the most money, usually it is just going through a real estate professional of some sort. And there's tons of math behind that to support it. In particular, well, I'll say in particular, full service brokerages that aren't just corporations, and they're not, you can actually look at places that are known as discount brokerages, how much their homes go for, and comparable ones to regular agents that aren't gimmick, where their gimmick isn't just the how much they'll charge you. The ones who charge typically more of a full price or a non-discounted price, they tend to sell a lot higher. So some people, they're like, oh, I can save 1% by going with this corporate company, national company. Yeah, but on average, their homes sell for 8% less in that area. So you're never saving money. It sounds too good to be true, right? Probably is. But those are basics. You can do stuff like, you know, whenever you get somebody, you follow up with them. If it's just in your house and you're not having an agent, make sure you get everyone's name who comes in, and then you names who come in and you follow up with them. See if they're interested. If they're not, do they know anyone who might be? That's what your agent would be doing. So you got to take on all those roles, right? And but that's marketing it. And hopefully there's other creative stuff you can do. Hey, make a music video, right, of your house. Why not make a little short film or a sketch there? There's lots of creative things you can do. Try to make it go viral. You know, agents are half marketers. That's half what they do. Sometimes it's marketing themselves, but they can marketing your house should be the top priority that they have. And I know how you feel. Sometimes in a crazy market, it feels like, oh, this house is going to sell itself. For top dollar, still got to do all those steps. Still got to get great pictures. And no, your iPhone is not a great picture. Your iPhone is not. It'd be called an iPicture. It'd be called an iCamera if its main function was the pictures. You need a professional camera, okay? Get something nice to get those homes with. You only get one shot at that. So do it. Hey folks, that's the program today. Thank you so much for listening to me talk about marketing your home. And if you enjoyed this program and you want to hear more, please go to Apple Podcasts and give us a 5-star rating and leave a comment. It really helps us go up in the ranks and help out other listeners. And of course, if you're in the Seattle area and wishing to buy or sell a home, please email me at silas@silasgetsreal, or you can even text me at 206-351-9230. You are some fabulous people. Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate it. Happy home selling.